I was really fascinated. I give Allison a lot of credit. She writes a lot of interesting stuff for the Hartford Courant. But this story, my wife works at a high school. My three kids are in high school. And so I focus a lot on education and stuff with teenagers. And the story is Connecticut schools using new technology to crack down on vaping. It catches kids when adults not there. And, you know, it's sort of like, you know, the eye in the sky is watching, you know, but at the same time, there's so much focus on technology in terms of phones that we don't really focus on, you know, the issue of vaping, which is, you know, like it's the modern day smoking, right? So I got a bunch of questions for Allison. She joins us here on Brian and Company. Allison, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. Thank you.
Well, first of all, just for perspective, like, and again, like vaping, how big a problem is it in our schools here in Connecticut or nationally? I don't know what sort of data you have.
Yeah, so it's really been a huge problem between 2010 and 2019. Vaping really took off. It hit its peak in 2019, and then there was kind of a drop during the pandemic. But just last school year, every single year, there's a school health survey called the Youth Risk Behavioral Survey. And the results from last school year, 28% of all high school students in Connecticut had vaped at least once in their life. So it's a huge issue, but kind of another really big problem is students reporting secondhand vaping. And about 35% of students said that they had breathed in someone else's nicotine vape or smoke or THC within the week of taking the survey. So that's okay. Even more that are impacted by it.
So that brings up my follow-up question was whether it's THC or nicotine, but let me take a step back before I ask you that question. Secondhand, like the vapors from vaping, there is a secondhand element. I thought it was part of it was to, like, it didn't do that, but like there is a negative impact of secondary inhalation of vape fumes?
I am not, to be honest, I didn't ask the doctor that I spoke to about secondhand vape and the effect, but it's really just something that students talk about happening within bathrooms, within locker rooms.
They smell it. They basically smell it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is it more THC than nicotine? I mean, because there's a qualitative difference, I think, in people's interpretation. If people are all getting high on THC, it's a little different than, I mean, nicotine's still negative, but it seems to me there's a perception difference. Do we know how much is being done of which one?
We don't know how much within schools, but we do know the schools that have installed these vape detectors. For example, Bristol was the most recent school, and they said that within 24 hours of switching it on, they had gotten multiple alerts and had recovered devices that were nicotine-only vapes and also vapes with THC.
Right. Okay. So we're talking with Allison Cross of the Hartford Courant. So what is this technology? What does it actually do?
Yeah. So it's really fascinating. It looks just like a smoke detector, essentially. But it uses machine learning algorithms and a lot of data points to essentially differentiate between what's in the air. So it can pick up on vapor, it can pick up on smoke, and it can also differentiate between nicotine and THC. Founder of the company who I spoke to described it as a smoke detector on steroids. It's kind of much more sensitive than a regular smoke detector, but as soon as it picks up the substance in the air, it sends a direct alert either through email or text to school administrators, school resource officers, anyone that's kind of programmed to accept that message. So then the school can kind of go into the bathrooms and see what's happening and take action if needed.
And this is in, you said it was put in Bristol?
Yes, it's been put in Bristol, and six other districts have used this specific company. There might be other schools that have picked up other devices that are on the market, but some of the other schools were Naugatuck, North Canaan, Norwalk, Sterling, and Windham.
And they're happy with the results and what it's doing?
It was kind of interesting because not many schools wanted to talk to me for this story. I don't know if part of the issue is that they don't want to draw attention to something negative that might be happening in their schools.
Right.
But I do know from speaking to the founder of the company, he said that schools are very happy with the results and principals will send them kind of pictures of all the vapes that they have collected through the technology. And they said that kind of from their estimates, from the data points that they get from the sensors, there's typically like a 70 to up to 85% reduction in vaping once the devices are installed.
We're talking with Allison Cross of the Hartford Current. If you want to read the piece or anything else she's worked on, you just go to current.com. I mean, do you have a sense? Do you know how much roughly it costs to get this stuff put in?
I don't have a sense, but I do know that there are a couple federal grants that you can qualify for air quality and a couple other things. So I know schools kind of across the country were using sometimes COVID money, sometimes other grants to help pay for it.
And my last question is there a sense that that more schools are going to do this?
That is to be decided. You know, obviously vaping, there was a steep drop after the pandemic in terms of the number of students that are vaping, but it is a persistent problem and something that it's really hard for students once they start to quit. I know even the Department of Public Health was kind of emphasizing that vape sensors, you know, they're not the cure-all. You know, right. They're one way to tackle the problem, but you really got to work with prevention and all kinds of education and other methods to make sure that students don't start vaping in the first place.
It's a really good piece. I mean, I at this point in my life, like if I can learn something from something, I didn't know anything about it. So thank you. Nice work, Allison.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, Allison Cross from the Hartford Current joining us here.